Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as I have done for the last 12 years, as I have said for the last 12 years, it's my pleasure to be with you. Thanks for being part of our day. Yes, this is our the 12th anniversary week. And, we like to celebrate these anniversaries, folks. I have to give you fair warning. We're going to be celebrating anniversary week all week long and all the way through the end of the week. But we do it with, this is not going to be all about me. As much as I like doing that, as much as I like making it all about me, this week isn't going to be all about me. It's going to be about you as I try to make it every day. But it's also going to be about some really special people. We're going to have some pretty cool folks on all week long. These are people who have celebrated either almost 10 years, some of them 11 years with us, and some of them, one or two, very near to celebrating a 12th anniversary with us. Because this is 12 years ago tomorrow, the actual date is the 17th of November when we started doing the show. And that's the day that I converted my consulting business into this media company that we've created. And if you're interested in the evolution of how I got here, I was downsized in 89, actually 88, the first time. And then it happened another time, believe it or not. That's what was going on back in those days. Happened again. None of these were any fault of mine. And so I started my consulting business in 89. And I did that for a number of years. And so my actual business, my small business, is just over 20 years old. We celebrated that in May. But in 97, I started thinking about you, small business owners. I started thinking about more than one small business owner at a time. And I looked at the technology. I looked at where things were going. And I said, I think we can reach more than one person at a time. And so we started looking into it and seeing what the possibilities were. And we made some connections and cut some deals and bought some equipment, and I started broadcasting the first time in my life on November 17th, 1997, and the rest is history. 2 years later, we started publishing our newsletter, the Small Business Advocate newsletter, and we just sent our 521st edition, weekly edition, without fail, went out yesterday. And hope you're a subscriber of that. If you're not, you can go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and subscribe. It's free. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email. So my business has grown in the last 12 years, but, it hasn't been easy. It's been tough, just like your business. And we've had some ups and downs, and we've had some good things and some bad things, but through it all, we persevere, don't we, small business owners? And this is what I've seen you do. What I've observed about what you're doing is that in 97, 98, 99, things were like, if you couldn't make money in those days, you were dead. Anybody who opened the doors could make money at the end of the last decade. But then we had the NASDAQ crash in March of 2000. Well, first we had the Y2K scare, right? And then 3 months later we had the crash of NASDAQ, went from 5,500 or something like that, way down and down below 2000, I think, ultimately. And then we had 9/11. And then we had the corporate malfeasance, and we had the recession of 2000, 2001. And then we had, the two wars and the jobless recovery. We've already had a jobless recovery this decade, back in 02 and 03 and 04, really. And then we had some good years again. 05, 06, and 07 were good years. So you and I have had this roller coaster together in the last few years, those of you who've been in business. And through it all, though, we came out on the other side. Some didn't make it. And I have to be honest with you folks, I closed up a business in this decade. I had a small contracting business at one time, and we closed it down. I just want you to know, I'm telling you these things so that you know when I talk about small business, when you hear me editorializing on things, when you hear me commenting back and forth with our guests, when you hear me talking about selling or hiring and firing and borrowing money and paying it back or and getting yourself into a bind and making bad decisions and making mistakes and getting yourself out of those mistakes. When you hear me talking about these things, this didn't come out of some book. This came out of off the rubber that my rubber that met the road out there, just like yours is doing right now, and mine still does. There is almost nothing that you can experience as a small business owner that I haven't experienced. I have not taken bankruptcy, but I could have. There was a time when I could have. In the last decade, there was a time when I could have taken bankruptcy, and I didn't. I kept working on it, and I kept trying. And today, I've benefited from that. For me, it was the right thing to do. It might not be for you. But other than that, it's just I've closed up businesses. I have failed, and I have succeeded. I have gone after big customers and gotten them. I've gone after little customers and not gotten them. So, you know, everything that you can think of that you could go through, I've been through it just about. And that's the basis that I bring. That's the baseline. That's the fundamental foundation that I bring to our relationship here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Why should you listen to me? Why should you tune in to me? Well, I think there are two things. I think because of those experiences. I think there's a pretty good chance, there's a really good chance that I've already been where you are about to go. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You got something you're really excited about, something you're about to knock a home run, or you just hit a home run? Well, I've done that. You're about to be put out at home plate and all the other stuff. I've done that too. And so that's one thing. The other thing, I think, a reason why you might want to hang out with us is because of our Brain Trust members. This is a unique community, our Brain Trust members. Probably close to 2,000 now. I haven't counted them up lately. This is, if I did anything really smart in the last 12 years, it was acquiring this community, building relationships with this community of experts. It's the largest community of small business experts in the universe, the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. And you hear them every day. Every day that we do the show, we do over 1,000 live interviews every year on this show, and with these smart people, and they're all experts in their field. They all know what they're doing. Not too many of them have people who are more experts than they are, and they join us over and over and over again because they care about what you do, small business owners. They think you're special, and I think they're right. Take a quick break. We're celebrating our 12th anniversary. I'll be right back.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. We're celebrating an anniversary, folks. 12th anniversary. It's 12th anniversary week. All week long, fair warning, I'm only going to be kind of obnoxious about it for a little bit right now. This is my first segment today, and this is first half hours. This is just you and me, and then the last day on Friday, I'm going to take a segment, and we're going to talk about where we're going. Today, right now, I'm talking kind of about where we've been and what you and I have been doing in the last 10 or 12 years. And at the end of the week on Friday, I'm going to take some time, and I'm going to talk about where we're going, and so that's kind of what we're doing. That's all the obnoxiousness that other than my regular stuff, my regular level of obnoxiousness. Other than that, that's all I'm going to do this week. Just the beginning, opening of the week, and kind of the closing of the week. But in the middle of all that, we got some great folks lined up for you. As I said earlier, all the Brain Trust members who are with us this week. I think the only person who hasn't been with us at least 10 years is maybe Steve Forbes on Thursday, and he's been with me like 9 years, eight and a half or 9 years. And so, of course, we don't want to miss when you ask Steve Forbes to join you at on your anniversary week, and he says yes, you know, you don't worry about whether he's been with you, how long he's been with you. You just book him, right? But we're looking forward to that. Steve's going to be back with us, and we thank him. We appreciate him taking some time. One of the busiest guys on the planet. But he'll be here on Thursday. We got Ivan Meisner this week. We got Barbara Weltman this week. We got Tim Berry this week. Who else? We got lots and lots of folks who are going to be on the show. This RQC and Cuddy is going to be with us, talk to us about trust. Karen Kerrigan. Now, of all the people this week who's been with me the longest, it's Karen Kerrigan. She was with me within a few days. In fact, she is very near to celebrating, almost like within a week or so, to celebrating her 12th anniversary. She was a member of the Brain Trust before I had a Brain Trust. So that's kind of, those are the kind of folks we got this week. So I was talking about where you and I have been. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention, we're celebrating another milestone because this is also the 12th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate website. smallbusinessadvocate.com. And so I hope you'll go there and check it out. Lots of good stuff there. You'll see what we've done in the past. So we started broadcasting in 97, November of 97. In January of 98, we started simulcasting on the internet. We were simulcasting on the internet before Microsoft had a player. That's how long, and that kind of makes us a pioneer in that area. I mean, find somebody who's been simulcasting on the internet, streaming on the internet live, and now also since 99 on demand of past shows. Find somebody who's been doing that longer than we have, and I'll buy them a steak dinner. Not too many people have been doing that. Anyway, the thing that I'm talking about right now is where you and I have been, and what this is going to mean for us in the future. We've been through a lot together in the last 12 years. We've been through some tough times. We've been through an attack, the first attack on our continental shores. We've been through some serious corporate malfeasance. We've seen our government do some incredibly stupid things, Republicans and Democrats, independents, mugwumps, socialists, you name them. We've seen our government do some pretty stupid things, haven't we? And when I say that, I'm talking about things that hurt the marketplace, hurt you and me. And again, I'm not talking about one party or the other. They're all culpable in this. We've seen a lot of things, tough times, good times, bad times, and in between. And yet, small business owners, those of us who are still in business, and that's a big statement, right, for 2009. If you're still in business after what happened in 2008, especially the last 4 months of 2008, if you're still in business today, you need to raise your right hand or one of your hands, it doesn't matter, and raise it all the way straight up and crook your elbow, put your hand behind your head, and pat yourself on the back. Because if you survived to today, if you're still in business today, and especially if you have expectation of opening your doors January 1, 2010, that's a huge accomplishment. I have to tell you, folks, when Bill Dunkelberg is going to be on the show in a few minutes, in the second half of this hour, right after the next break, and he's going to bring us a report that he brings us every month, and you're going to see that the economic conditions, the economic indicators, the attitude of small business owners in this recession is worse than any other in history of the 30 plus years he's been doing the survey. That's the kind of economy you and I have come through, have weathered, and have some expectation of continuing. We're going to look back on where we've been, especially in the last year or so. We're going to look back on this as a major gauntlet, a major crucible you and I have been put through and rolled around in. And if we come out on the other side successful, still in business, able to unlock our door and let customers in, we're going to benefit from it. We're going to learn from it. We're going to learn things that we never thought we would learn. We're going to look back, and we're not going to like some things, but we're going to look back and we're going to say, if it hadn't been for the recession, I wouldn't have learned this, and I wouldn't be here right now, or I wouldn't be doing this, which now makes me so happy. Folks, we always have challenges and opportunities. We've always had them. We're always going to have them. Some years, more of one than the other. The key to success for you and me is to learn how to manage the relationship between challenges and opportunities. Thank you for letting me be here for the last 12 years. Let's do 12 more. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.